This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, here's a phrase you maybe haven't heard in a while. HELOC. Yes, no, not a word, an acronym technically, but you know what I mean. Home Equity Lines of Credit, HELOC, right? Were all the rage during the last housing boom as people barred against the rising equity they had in their homes, and they used the proceeds to pay for all kinds of stuff, some of which were actually housing related. We all know how that worked out, which is one reason that if you want to take out a HELOC right now, you might have a little bit of trouble, as Marketplace's Amy Scott explains.
As of mid-year, American homeowners had amassed $23.6 trillion in equity. That's the estimated value of their homes minus how much they owe on their mortgages.
It's astounding. That's up $3 trillion just in the last year.
That's Mike Frattantoni, chief economist with the Mortgage Bankers Association. To bring those numbers down to earth a bit, that's an average gain of more than $51,000 per household, according to CoreLogic. A common way to tap some of that equity used to be a home equity line of credit, or HELOC. It works sort of like a credit card, but with typically lower rates and your house as collateral. But while equity keeps growing thanks to rising home prices, HELOC balances have been falling for most of the past decade.
Bank regulation really tightened up after the financial crisis a dozen years ago. So that's led banks to be more cautious with respect to HELOCs, and credit criteria are tighter.
Frattantoni says homeowners are more cautious too.
I think anyone who lived through the great financial crisis is just a little wary about drawing against home equity with concerns that it might not hold up.
Those concerns flared up at the start of the pandemic when millions lost their jobs and no one could predict how well the housing market would hold up. Several big banks, including Citigroup, JPMorgan Chase, and Wells Fargo, stopped offering HELOCs altogether. But even as the economy has recovered and housing has boomed, those banks still aren't accepting applications.
My guess is that the demand for this product simply evaporated given how low rates are.
Lori Goodman co-directs the Urban Institute's Housing Finance Policy Center. With 30-year mortgage rates falling below 3% for much of the past year, she says it makes more sense for homeowners who want to tap their equity to do a cash-out refinance. That's when you take out a new, larger mortgage, pay off the old one, and pocket the difference, usually at a fixed rate.
By contrast, HELOCs are floating rate instruments, so it is less attractive to take on a floating rate loan at a higher rate than a generational low in a fixed rate.
Cash out refis are up 33% from a year ago, according to mortgage data firm Black Knight.
It's not anywhere close to what it was in the financial crisis, but certainly you are seeing more of it than you've seen at any time since the financial crisis.
But interest rates are expected to rise in the coming year as the Fed responds to worrisome inflation, and that will make refinancing make less sense. People who want to keep the low fixed rate on their mortgage may look for other ways to tap their equity, and lenders will be looking for other revenue streams. Jeffrey Taylor is founder of Emphasis Digital Risk, which processes residential mortgages for large banks and other lenders. He says as mortgage rates have crept back above 3% in the past few months, he's already seeing growing demand for HELOCs.
For two of our customers, we've seen the volume triple in the last 3 months. Other customers are planning to launch in 2022. So there is so much home equity available that everybody is going to be looking to lend in that space.
And with the supply of homes to buy still so tight, he expects a lot of demand from people fixing up or expanding their current houses and staying put. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.